Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here on the David Vance podcast channel. Thank you so much for being part of this. Thanks for your continued support. I really do appreciate it. You know, if one way you can give me a Christmas gift, by the way, is becoming a patron of the channel, as others have. Maybe you will consider that as well. How much does it cost, you say, David? This is outrageous. It costs less than half a cup of coffee in the month. So, you know, is that something we're thinking about at this time of seasonal good cheer? What do you think? I'll leave that thought with you. But anyway, here's another thought to leave with you. Having a COVID passport is such a good idea because it means if I'm sitting in a restaurant and I know that everyone else in the restaurant has also got their COVID passport, it gives me a degree of comfort, a degree of reassurance, a sense of safety, and knowing that things will be well. That's the sort of nonsense you hear from some of the extremists on the COVID tyranny side of things. But it's completely misguided, and it's worse than that, because those individuals who have got their little COVID passes proving that they've had two doses, maybe three doses, they think because they're sitting indoors in a little group of themselves that they are somehow more safe than if there were dirty, filthy, unvaccinated in the same restaurant. But we know that those with passports can carry the infection and can catch the infection. We know that their viral load is pretty much the same as someone who hasn't had any injection, any gene therapy. So this sense of I'm safe because everyone's taken two to three shots is completely illusionary. These people are, I mean, I saw someone saying that someone who is unvaccinated but not sick with COVID cannot sit inside a New York City restaurant. But a vaccinated person with an active transmissible COVID infection can flash their vaccine passport and gain entrance. So does that make sense? In what way does that keep anybody safe? The reality is that if two people walk into a restaurant, one has got a COVID passport, one is unjabbed, one is a pure blood, then the probability of either of them carrying the infection or catching the infection may be about the same. There is an argument, by the way, that is beginning to emerge that suggests that those who now have been triply jabbed are much more vulnerable to the virus. Why is that? Because their immune systems have been serially compromised, and therefore that means that they will overreact potentially to the viruses which come along this time of the year in December and January and February. You know, just have to face into that. But I heard like Andrew Neil, for example, claiming that, oh yes, well, he prefers to be in restaurants where the COVID passes are in place because that means he can relax and feel more comfortable. But the only place that he's comfortable is in his imagination, because in the facts of the matter, the probability of infections is exactly the same. In fact, actually, it might be worse, because those people who wander around, oh, I've got my COVID pass, look at me. Those people could be active carriers. And because they think they're safe, they therefore are more likely to go out and spread it than perhaps a more reserved person who hasn't taken the jab. So, you know, should we lock down those who've taken two jabs? Should we lock down the triple jabbed? That might be one way to keep people safe. Because if we stop the super spreaders going around who live under the delusion that because they've got a piece of paper with their identity on it saying, oh yeah, but I got two doses of the Pfizer or two doses of AstraZeneca or whatever, that makes them somehow immune and invulnerable to the virus. It just doesn't work like that at all. I mean, the delusionalism is massive. And have you noticed as we go through this together, that means that as we go through this experience together, it's becoming more and more apparent that the jabbed and the double jabbed, and now the triple jab, they're changing as people, I think. I think they are becoming, they're the people who are fearful. That's the first thing. I think most of us purebloods aren't in the least fearful. I have no fear of COVID-19. None. And I think that's pretty typical. I don't think I'm unusual in that sense. But the triple jab, those who have, you know, jabs in each eyeball just to keep themselves safe, they're panicking. I mean, they literally are the people hiding under the stairs. They are the people deliberately cancelling their own Christmas parties. They're the people saying, if you want to come and visit us at Christmas, you got to show me a lateral flow before we let you into the front house. Who would want to go to such a household, by the way, that demands you have taken a test? And of course, this is part of the government's propaganda. The government is saying, well, if you're going to go out, I think you need to test yourself. And this is how the government, of course, as we all know, is manipulating the case numbers by this enormous mass testing regime that sits over the UK. A testing regime, by the way, which is bigger than any, I believe, per capita, any other country in the world. But it does what the government wants. It gets them the cases. And this is all about cases. Cases, cases, cases. Not infections, infections, infections. Cases, cases, cases. But anyway, yeah, the COVID passes. They don't keep anybody safe from anything. The only thing they seem to do is they seem to take away your ability to critically think and to reason. And for that reason, and for that reason alone, I'd like to see them outlawed. Thanks for listening.